Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia, up to episode number 46. So we're going to keep these weekly and actually have over six amazing interviews already lined up in the queue, and I can't wait to push them out. Just a really quick announcement. I've had a few listeners interested in a mastermind, and I'm going to try it out with eight people over 8 weeks, eight being a lucky number here in Asia. And we're going to talk about doing business in Asia, what people's problems, and put them on the hot seat each week and kind of test it out. Still testing some times, but if you go to globalfromasia.com/mastermind, I'll make a little bit more explanation and application there. Okay, and now on for the show. I'm getting overwhelmed with crowdsourced projects in Asia. We talk about Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and we have my friend Julian Lee here in Hong Kong. He's been working really hard for many years building up for this crowdsourced launch of AmbiClimate product. And, you know, I've been surrounded by him and other entrepreneurs here. And he listed on a different system, and he's going to talk about why he chose the platform he chose, and he actually really made me learn a lot about different crowdsource platforms in Asia and Japan and all different parts in Southeast Asia and the thought process of deciding it. So hope you guys enjoy. Let's listen in. Okay, thank you everybody for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We're in Shunwan, do I say that right? About right, in Hong Kong, next to Central, and we have Julian Lee from AmbiClimate. Thank you for being here, Julian.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we've known each other from different startup events, and I had you a quick YouTube series a while back, and it's really great to have you on the show. And maybe just can you introduce yourself and your company for those that aren't aware?
Sure. So I'm Julian. I'm one of the founders of AmbiLabs, and our first product, AmbiClimate, is a device that helps you control your air conditioning more effectively for better comfort and energy saving.
Awesome. Yeah. And so a little bit more about you. Are you local Hong Kong?
So I'm not born in Hong Kong, but I grew up here. I actually came over here when I was a month old and spent most of my life here. But I have lived overseas. I was in the UK for 7 years and then Singapore for another five.
Great. And so a little bit about AmbiLabs. How did it come to be?
Actually, my co-founders and I, we were originally members of Dim Sum Labs, the hackerspace in Hong Kong. And so, you know, we got together there and we were sort of talking and brainstorming various ideas. And, you know, one of them turned out to be what is now sort of AmbiClimate. At the time, we were talking about, For me, I have a husky at home, like a now 13-year-old husky, and summer gets very warm. And there was this, you know, I always used to have a struggle of, if I leave the AC on 24/7 for the dog, it seems very extravagant. But, you know, in Hong Kong, with no one's at home, it can get so hot and stuffy and, you know, read about things like canine heat stroke and stuff like that. So, you know, I originally just wanted a simple device that would allow me to check the temperatures at home and maybe, you know, sort of control the air conditioner. But as we built that, and then, you know, we asked sort of friends in the Hong Kong startup community, as well as just general consumers, you know, what they thought about just a simple remote control device, sort of like the Belkin Wemo in functionality, just a smartphone remote. They weren't really that interested in that. But as we did more research with them, we actually started to hear of the challenges that they find with their air conditioning. Things like, you know, when they wake up and it's suddenly very cold, or, you know, changing weather, changing metabolism. And then we realized that there's a lot of confusion around how air conditioners work, what are the optimal settings. And that's where, you know, we could see that there was really an interest in a device that can help people control their air conditioning better in a really fully automatic way.
Even today, for example, it's afternoon in Hong Kong and it rained earlier today, and you don't really even know what to wear outside, and inside is the same. Like, there's different levels of temperature even in this office we're in today for recording. I know this is a little bit off topic, but I'm curious about fundraising and if you've done any and how that's been.
So far, we've actually been very fortunate that we're all funded friends and family. So, but we have been sort of engaging with the investor community here in Hong Kong. And I think that, they, you know, there are a number of really interesting investors here, certainly in the, you know, angel and the seed round environment. I think the Series A sort of investors, they seem to also be increasing in number. But I think just from my recent trip to Singapore and Echelon, I think at least in numbers, there seem to be more over there.
Yeah, I think I have to second that. I also haven't raised money myself, but it feels like Singapore is definitely stronger with the concentration of investors for sure. So I think we'll go into your current crowdfunding campaign. I think it's really, really interesting. You know, I'm a backer. I'm happy to really be able to support you too. And, you know, one keyword I see a lot of our listeners asking me about is like, of course, crowdfunding and Kickstarter are almost, you know, synonyms. But you've used a system called Crowdivate, or a platform called Crowdivate, which is based in Singapore. And can you explain the decision making of that? And maybe I always think Indiegogo and Kickstarter. Honestly, I've backed a few things, but I'm not a huge backer. So I'm curious, you know, how that process went for you.
Sure. So for us, you know, certainly we looked at Kickstarter and Indiegogo. We also looked at some other platforms like, you know, Possible in Australia, which is a very, you know, they have an interesting platform they're trying to do a regional Asia play as well with multiple languages. And, you know, we've looked at the individual sites in countries like Campfire in Japan, Flying V in Taiwan, Demo Hour in China. And I guess what we were looking for, this first one was a bit of an experiment for us, because our product has one unique feature compared to general tech products. Most of the tech products on Kickstarter and Indiegogo are really focused on a global audience. They're products that can be used by, you know, they're problems that they solve problems that are common, you know, around the world. But for us, our product, we see that most of these remote controlled air conditioners are in Asia. And that's something that we really tried to figure out. How do we engage with consumers in Asia compared to elsewhere? So yes, Kickstarter and Indiegogo, they do also have a lot of backers in the region, but most of their backers are in the US or sometimes in Europe. So what we saw this Crowdivate campaign is in some ways an experiment to see if we go, you know, local, how will that work? Can we really engage a pan-Asian audience, which is something that Crowdivate, you know, are trying to do as well. Of course, you know, suggestions that have been made are, you know, we could really go with a campaign per country, which, you know, if it comes down to it, we may explore that option, but certainly that is challenging from language skill set, from understanding the markets, and as well as, you know, from a time perspective as well.
I'm very fascinated by crowdfunding, and I'm really amazed at the effects it's done. And what would you mean by campaign per country? Mean different platforms or?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, that is one thing that we would be open to exploring, you know, if that's what's needed to engage with local consumers. So let's say, for example, I know that in Japan, we've heard some feedback is that Japanese consumers, you know, they're really getting behind this platform called Campfire right now. And that's something, you know, it's in Japanese language. It's something they're familiar with. You know, they're comfortable with the payment system and all of that. So, you know, there is a, you know, possibility that we may need to, if we really want to engage with the Japanese consumer, we may need to do that. But of course, with our current sort of team size, our current skill set, that's going to present some challenges. You know, we need to really think creatively about how we'd actually go and do that.
Wow. So then, yeah, this is the first time I've heard about Campfire. And so that's like a Japanese, I'll call it Kickstarter or a crowdfunding platform. And then that would be totally local, like in Japanese language, Japanese currency. So that's pretty interesting. And then I'm familiar with Demo Hour, which is kind of like the Chinese crowdfunding platform. So yeah, that is, I can see the complexities. Maybe there's another startup solution to make a backend to manage all these different Kickstarter or crowdfunding campaign sites.
Yeah, so I guess that's why for us, you know, the premise of Crowdivate, which is this pan-Asian platform, yes, starting initially from Singapore, given its roots, it's backed by a Singapore telco, you know, is a very appealing story to us. And so right now, of course, a lot of the outreach has been primarily in Singapore, but we are hoping that they will, you know, they also have some plans to sort of do a more regional outreach. So we're hoping we'll see some pickup there. And I think right now this is that experiment, you know, is it possible really to have a pan-Asian platform given the complexity of different cultures, different languages, different payment systems, all of these things? I guess that's really out for the jury to see.
True. A little bit of a sneak question, but Bitcoin is, I like Bitcoin, the idea. Is there Bitcoin support in these, or is that, do you think, any solution? Or?
Sure. I mean, I definitely can see that, you know, that would be interesting to explore that angle. I think that, you know, for us, we're limited by the platform. Mm-hmm. So right now, Crowdivate's payment processes through PayPal, which, you know, they don't offer it. So
I understand. Moving on to my next question is maybe the challenges first of running from Hong Kong that you've seen. And you're like one of the, you know, at least for me, like one of the faces of the Hong Kong startup scene, and you've been working really hard with your team. And maybe you can just share what maybe constructive stuff, and then we'll go into the advantages after.
So I think that, you know, with Hong Kong, I mean, there's certainly one challenge, if you like, that I think is in it. At the same time, it's also a benefit of being in Hong Kong, is the international nature of Hong Kong. Because as everyone knows, you know, it's this old cliche, Hong Kong is too small a market to sustain by itself. So you'd have to go and look overseas. You have to look at other markets. And I think that's something that, you know, is an advantage of Hong Kong, because you're forced to do that. And it means that you can, and all Hong Kong being quite international, you see people from sort of all countries and all nationalities. It means that you can get insight into various markets. And that's kind of our premise for trying to design this product, and hopefully the first in a series of products in the future, focused around the Asian consumer.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, kind of matches with the show name here, Global from Asia, but I'm also a big believer of having things centered around Asia. I mean, the manufacturing is here. I haven't asked, but I'm assuming it's manufactured in China, right? Your product, or?
Yeah, so product is, we actually do a final assembly here in Hong Kong, but actually all the components, all the pieces are manufactured in factories in Dongguan and stuff.
Got it. Yeah, so again, centralizing things here, but I think one other big challenge that I didn't bring up too much on this show, but you mentioned PayPal. You know, we're also in these startup groups in Hong Kong, and payment is always a big hurdle. And, you know, I think that that's one also challenge, I would say, here is merchant accounts. And I had an earlier episode begging Stripe to come here, but hopefully they're out to have that on their list. And you kind of put both together, but maybe other advantages you can think
I think
of?
You know, other advantages, there certainly are a lot in terms of, you know, you mentioned access to manufacturing. Certainly, I think we see not just in Hong Kong the, you know, ready access to the factories in China, but also we've actually seen that there's a pool of talent in Hong Kong that actually know how to engage effectively with the factories in China. Because especially for us, you know, we don't have one of my co-founders has experience doing sort of small scale production with Chinese factories, but, you know, having someone who's worked in whose primary job function is dealing with factories, and having, you know, the sort of 10 years experience of dealing with them, can open a lot of doors for us. And that's something that we've seen. There's a pool of talent here that allows that. I think another thing is also logistics. I mean, Hong Kong is a great port, and, you know, it's one of the, you can send, you know, from Hong Kong, it's very fast and somewhat inexpensive also to try and send things to various countries. So those are also advantages.
Kind of made me think of a new question, and I hope I don't put any surprises on you, but thinking about fulfillment and your current crowdfunding, and how are you, you're fulfilling from Hong Kong by like B2C, ship directly from...
We're using a drop shipper.
Okay.
So yeah, that side will be fortunately, you know, taken care of for us.
Got it. Yeah, so we've had other people on other previous shows talking about the headaches of sometimes fulfilling, but maybe it's also because you're mostly Asia customers. I don't know if you want to share where you're really seeing your campaign being done.
So far we have backers, primary bases of backers are from Hong Kong and Singapore, but we do also have backers from, I think the furthest is Israel, but we also have backers from, I think, Vietnam, from Thailand, from Malaysia, and from Japan. So, you know, throughout the Asia region.
Awesome. So kind of another standard question is your long-term vision that you see for your company here.
So I guess our long-term sort of premise for company is that there is an opportunity for, so just to rewind a little bit, you know, we see a lot of interesting products coming out of the US, like startups with very innovative Internet of Things or wearables or smart home products coming out of the US. But they are very much designed for a Western lifestyle, a Western, you know, the sort of demographics of, you know, the size of their home or those patterns and things like that. And, you know, we see that in the US, we see that in Europe, but we feel there's relatively little coming out of Asia. And I think that there are, you know, sure, each market may be limited in size But I think there are commonalities in Asia, and that's sort of our approach. We're trying to find those household appliances or lifestyle patterns that are common throughout Asia that we can try and use technology to improve.
I'm definitely welcome to come back on the show with your new products as they come. I'm very excited. And maybe also, like, of course, a lot of our listeners sometimes haven't started their business yet, or they're thinking, and especially they're thinking about doing it from Hong Kong or Asia. Some tips, general tips you can give?
Maybe it's still a little cliched is once again, but I do feel that in Hong Kong and in Asia in general, I think the sort of networking connections, meeting people, I think is a really great enabler, especially, I guess, in Hong Kong. You know, I hear so many people say the startup community in Hong Kong is very small. It's grown certainly a lot. But I think a good thing about the Hong Kong startup community is that so many of us know each other, or we, you know, we, one way or the other, we start talking to each other, we pull resources, we share ideas. And I think that's really a great enabler, and it really accelerates a lot of things. In comparison, I think I heard, you know, relatively in Taiwan, at least some anecdotes I've heard is that they have a much larger community, but they're perhaps less, maybe because of the size, they don't share as much, they don't talk as much. So I think that, you know, we have the benefits of being in a smaller place.
Yeah, it's definitely, I've been, this is my Hong Kong trip day, and I've met up with a lot of different good friends, and we share pretty openly with each other. So it's pretty awesome. And of course, you know, we want to support your business. And if people want to reach out to you, sometimes people put out emails, websites, phone numbers, whatever you want to share.
Sure. I mean, of course, our website is just www.ambiclimate.com. And you can always reach me via email at julian@ambiclimate.com.
Okay, great. And we'll put that up in the show notes. So thank you so much, Julian, for your time today, and good luck with your campaign.
Thanks a lot, and always nice talking to you.
Yeah. All right. And that's a wrap. Thank you, Julian, for that amazing interview. And I hope some more backers come. You know, I'm a backer. I'm a proud backer of AmbiClimate. And I hope some more people come out and support. And the link I'm going to share is AmbiClimate.com/campaign for his latest campaign there, and follow along. I'm really kind of finding this is another issue I really want to learn more about. You know, we have a couple of different problems here in Hong Kong and Asia, like merchant accounts, and now it seems like this kind of crowdsourced and Kickstarter, as Kickstarter doesn't support companies in Asia. So, you know, over the next episodes, over time, I'm going to probably try to get more people either at Kickstarters, Indiegogos, other crowdsourced platforms, and see how their experiences are going. Seems like people like listening and learning, and it seems like a problem needs to be solved. And that's about all I have. Next week, we have Fionn from Bridges.HK talking about Hong Kong company setup, as well as BVI and other offshore company setups and bank accounts, which I know is a little bit confusing, and I'm learning that, and I'm actually setting up one myself. We'll learn about that next week, okay? Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.